This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hit ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a tiger.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 right now, 844-999-HOLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Oklahoma's series of horrible decisions started at a strip club and wound up with him kidnapping and running naked through a neighborhood.
If it starts at the strip club, I get it. Like, you can almost connect the dots. Once you say a horrible decision started at a strip club, like, oh yeah, it's game time.
Really? Yeah.
If that's where the bad decisions begin. Like, a lot of times you end your night at the strip club after you made a series of bad decisions. It seems like the perfect place, right? But if your bad ideas start there, things escalate. Listen, man, it was outside of a strip club that I almost stole a goddamn school bus. It was about 60 seconds away from doing it. That's all I'll say about the story. But right, the bad decision started.
But does the strip club really have anything to do with that? Or what you did inside the strip club?
It's not. It's like alcohol. The strip club has nothing to do with it other than when you're there, your mindset is, you know.
Whatever.
You're ready to roll. Right.
Okay, well, couldn't the club and the bar be the same situation then?
It's different.
If you went to
the bar and there were boobs everywhere, you'd like that bar more. Like, it's a different mindset.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
You ever eaten chicken wings and Hooters?
I have.
Okay, well, then you know.
Well, I don't...
Why'd you go? You get chicken wings anyway.
I heard that the wings were incredible. I was...
Yeah, okay.
They had great articles.
I was there for the roast meat, right.
I was.
I legit knew a guy that just loved their wings.
I do.
To the point of, like, he wouldn't go to the restaurant, but if it was, like, his birthday, people would bring him chicken wings from there.
They are that good. They're fantastic.
Inmates in Oregon got drunk on hand sanitizer last week and escaped their work crew to joyride on an ATV.
Woo-wee!
I mean, the real problem is they were up. They weren't going to be in that much longer.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, how much longer did they have?
I want to say they had a hearing or something coming up in a matter of weeks.
Sounds like Ted's working on it. Firefighters in England went to a home after a fire alarm went off, but it just turned out to be a parrot imitating a fire alarm.
All right. Well, he probably hears them enough when he's home alone.
This is why birds suck.
That's why, Mike. Right there. Take them all out.
Not the fact that they carry diseases and apparently can kill you in your lungs.
I didn't realize that.
You see cat videos, you see dog videos online. The only bird videos I see are of birds being jackasses.
All right.
Especially those
birds.
Cockatiels that have the big friggin' white feathery thing on their head.
Why does the jackass always get that? Like, I've met a jackass. I met one, Pokey. All right? Aren't they? Pokey was an awesome animal. Like, why do people call you a jackass, man?
Mike, do you like any animals?
My cat, Lucy.
Who's that now?
My cat, Lucy.
Okay.
The only jackass that I knew lived three houses down and would wake me up by braying every damn morning.
I knew you didn't like animals. All right, there you go.
I think there's a dog you like too, Mike.
He's okay. 3/4 of parents now use technology to spy on their kids. I should have given that one to you for later on this week, Mr.
Well, it has to be an age thing. All I have to do to spy on my kids is be home and turn up the volume on anything. Because they talk this loud about everything.
I think it definitely helps for driving age kids. Because you
that
can see where they are.
When it matters, right.
But isn't that the whole thing? You know, never be that controlling of your kids. Never be that much of a helicopter parent.
Here's the difference, Mike. I think there's one paradigm shift between, like, what most of us are growing up versus now. And it's just, man, stuff that happens on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, I really think that's the difference. Like, when you're growing up, if there was a bully, it was a kid in your school. His name was Frank, and some days you were cool, right? Now, your bully might be 10,000 different people, whoever you decide to be, all that stuff. It's a much different kind of world.
And you find out the things that your kid is saying online.
Now, but here's the thing. I don't think I want to know.
Where did you learn that language?
I know where they learned that language. Come on.
A man in Florida walked into a police station on Friday and asked to be arrested because he downloaded child pornography.
And they arrested him.
Absolutely.
I think it's a pretty safe bet.
Right? Hey, points for honesty, but you still don't download child pornography. So, have a seat.
Yeah, the cops are just like, this doesn't happen, but...
Now, did they explain, is it that he was doing it because this is what he's into? Arrest me. Is he one of these kind of off-the-rail guys where it's like, he went wherever he went, it kind of downloaded, and it's like, hey, just arrest me. You know what I'm saying?
The arrest report said that he said, I'm not working on it. A man is suing British Airways because he says they forced him to sit next to an obese man for 12 hours, and he wound up injured. Wound up, injured.
Did he say what an injury is?
Back problems.
Come on.
When's the chiropractor?
Stiff bruise to the I'm not working on it.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Coming out fast and furious today.
It's good to be back.
He's well rested.
It's good to be back.
Fire.
Someone in Florida called 911 to report their neighbors yelling, including the woman saying, quote, please don't kill me. Turns out that the couple was playing Call of Duty.
Ah, well.
That makes sense.
This isn't the first time I've heard this either.
Okay.
I want to say that there was some sort of a SWAT operation or something like that. They heard gunfire in an apartment.
Yes.
And
yes.
A guy just had a really good stereo system and he was playing Call of Duty or something.
When I was growing up, Call of Duty meant you had to go to the bathroom.
Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that couple should be playing Call of Booty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, playing.
Sitting at home together.
Call of Booty. Call
you want a hand controller?
Oh, Lord. I like
I got
you. A dog in London was accused of a hate crime. Wait for it. Someone called the cops to report a dog had pooped outside their house. They believe it was racially motivated.
I mean, come on, man. Oh, yeah. I see your black ass move.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
That white dog out there.
Yeah, what do you do if it's like a black dog but it pooped in a black black person's jar, but the owner is a white dude, right? Like, are you sure?
Dog's just gonna poop where a dog wants to poop.
It smelled something in the yard that smelled poopable. Mm-hmm.
There's no word on how the investigation turned out. They spent taxpayer dollars on an investigation as to whether or not this dog committed a hate crime.
What are you gonna do? Question him?
Like, what, do you get like a black guy, a white guy, an Asian guy? Like, y'all stand side by whoever the dog barks at. Like, all right. Dog shot issues.
Damn, man. London is doing good, man, if this is the big story of the day.
Like, how do you investigate that, too?
Get McGruff.
Right?
Get McGruff.
There you go.
Speaks the language.
We'll break it down. A man was flying in Pakistan last week, and he was so upset when his flight was delayed that he set his luggage on fire.
Jesus.
Well, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Airport security sympathized with him so much that they just put out the fire and didn't have him arrested.
Damn.
This man had it bad then.
Oh,
if they
man.
Said, you know what? Our bad, man.
I've heard a couple of horror stories. I heard a flight that was coming out of, like, from Singapore or something lately, and something happened with the airplane. I think they had to land, so an emergency landing.
I'll tell you all about it when I
remember. Oh, you got that one.
I'll let you have it, man. I'll let you have it. That's a great story. Sure. Sorry.
It's a fantastic story.
Well, you don't ever tell me what you're working on, so I don't know.
Well, we never collaborate on these
things. That's a good point.
You know, you guys are stealing half my stories.
Yeah, all right.
Wait, leave him on your desk.
A man was gambling at a casino in Florida last week when a random woman offered to go to his hotel room and give him a massage.
Oh.
He didn't think it was that suspicious, other than the fact that he was winning at a hotel casino. So they went up there, and she ran off with almost $70,000 worth of his cash, chips, and stuff.
He was winning.
Yeah.
Until that happened.
Yep.
But come on, man.
And what happened? Like, she's like, I'm going to get up and use the bathroom.
What, I think, what, like,
right?
Let me blindfold you and tie you to the bedpost.
Just relax. I'll step away for a minute.
It's just me taking off my bracelets. It sounds like poker chips dropping into the
chips.
Bag.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Come on.
Police were able to track her down and arrest her.
Maybe he was asleep after the massage.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Right?
Could
have massage.
Could
be asleep.
Would you fall asleep after a massage with a woman that you met in a casino, Ted?
Generally, no.
But if you're that.
But I don't know. I'm at Vegas. I don't know what I've been doing that day. It's like, honestly.
You know what? That's all I needed.
That's right.
There was a high school sophomore in South Carolina who has a neurological disorder and ate lunch alone at school for years. But on the first day of school this year, a few members of the student council saw him eating alone, invited to sit at their table, and now he sits with them every single day.
That's nice.
That is a good story.
It's your only good story.
Up until the point where he's been going to school his entire life, and no one's ever sat down, and no one even noticed it.
The good story started that day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he'd been going to school his entire life. He said his mom said she prayed for him to find a friend or someone to talk to, and he texted her every day during lunch because he didn't have anybody to talk to.
Like, it's a good story, but if it were a movie, it's the saddest movie you've seen.
I read that. I read the whole story. I was like, God, kids suck.
I know.
Yeah, and we're no different. You know what I mean? Like, just in general, kids suck.
As Miles mentioned, the airlines are making headlines again, this time for a bad delay after an emergency landing.
What was that about?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles, but we should have solicited for a call. So give us a call now. It's a simple game to play where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Irv, or One Strange Rock.
Do we just lose our contestant? This is how it goes. All right.
As always.
844-999-OLA if you want to jump in real quick on Profile This. If not, Ted and I are playing. We're going to duel off.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that, because as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people or the decisions that people make, I'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Ted, Miles, you're playing against one another.
All right, let's do it.
Are you prepared?
The racial consultants do battle.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Not prepared.
You're not prepared?
No.
You need a minute? Anything like that?
And I'm prepared.
Okay, there we go. We go to the fine state of Ohio, where a woman's love of Girl Scout cookies led to her arrest. Now, the woman stole a large order of Girl Scout cookies. It's not what you think. She did not snatch these from the girls. She basically placed a large order for Girl Scout cookies and never really got around to paying for them. And in fact, they were intended for a local North College Hill troop. The woman never returned the cookies, never paid for the order, which totaled more than, any guesses, how much money worth of Girl Scout cookies this woman didn't pay for?
$500?
$1,600.
Jeez!
What?
Following multiple attempts over the past 6 months to contact her about the cookies, authorities have finally filed theft charges against the woman, and earlier this week, police arrested her while she was at court for unrelated charges. Now, do you believe this woman ordered $1,600 worth of Girl Scout cookies and then didn't pay, like a Columbia Records subscription, as black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
I mean, just in general, I feel like people that are really pumped for Girl Scout cookies are white people. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you on that.
Don't get me wrong. The Girl Scouts are all different races and colors and stuff. But
the people that get excited.
Like it's white people screaming about.
It is in Ohio.
About the Girl Scout cookies.
Teddy, you going to go white?
Reluctantly, I'm going to go white.
Okay. I'm guessing maybe it's outside of Columbus, North College Hill.
I'm just going to pick black because you went white, so that's what I got. Because we're not going to tie. We're going to go for the two, like Cam
Newton. You're going for the win. All right,
we're going to go for the win.
Go for two. Maryland did.
Ted goes white. I go black. We'll find out if she was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That
was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Go back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to the great state of Ohio for Profile This. A woman who basically stole some $1,600 worth of Girl Scout cookies. Now, she did order the cookies, but simply did not pay for them.
For months. They tried for months to get her to pay. And finally, they're like, we have to press charges. And then as it turns out, you know, they had her name. They realized she's in the system and she's already in a courtroom for an unrelated charge. So they went in there and brought the charges against her. And by the way, the police department there, they added, quote, that's the way the cookie crumbles. I'd have said the same thing. And I said, you think she's black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Ted, you went white. Miles, you went black. Is that correct?
Correct.
One of you is correct. The big winner for today's Profile This is Miles Montgomery.
How did she get the cookies the first time without paying? I mean, we have coworkers that their kids sell cookies, and they won't give them up till you pay.
Right. I mean, they make, well, granted, most of the people that sell the cookies here, they're in the sales world. They understand how this works. Like, hey, bro, you ain't got cash. We don't have a transaction.
I appreciate
you
when
what
around.
I'm saying. Yeah,
you know what I mean, because I don't have any Girl Scouts knocking on my door.
Didn't they used to knock on doors?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Didn't you go around with your parents and kind of just, you know, go to the neighborhood and see who wanted cookies and all that stuff? But I guess it's just as easy to just, you know, take that sheet to work.
Were either of your, oh yeah, which one? One of your daughters was
a
Girl Scout.
Oh yeah. Right? Yeah. No, for
the
years.
Reason
I sold a ton of cookies.
I was going to say, don't throw it out there like that. I guess it's just easier to take it to work. Like, you took it to work.
Because it's a guilt thing.
Yeah, really.
I mean, Miles comes in. Hey, man, my kid's selling Girl Scout. And it's like, I can't say, man, I don't want these dry ass cookies. So it's like, all right.
Next thing you know, I'm on the bus with like two huge boxes of Girl Scout cookies headed to work. All right, now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Let's see. Miles, we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but in England, And a lot of Europe, darts is a massive deal.
It is.
And that, you know, it's like, it's a serious game. There's hundreds of people, if not thousands, to go to these competitions. I was going to say, I think a lot of times it's a raucous party, man. Like, you want to hear these people winning these. So this one is the, the Grand Slam of Darts. So before we play it, there was a guy named Gary Anderson, and he beat Wesley Harms. Now, this Wesley guy was like, hey, there was some suspicious stuff going on. So what you're going to hear is the interview with Gary Anderson, who has won, but is in denial that he was farting.
Just spoke to Wesley. Besides that, he said you were a class player and you let him alive in the first session. He said that it was smelly on the stage.
I thought Wesley had farted on stage. Did he?
No. I think he thinks you did it.
It was bad.
It was bad?
It was bad. It was a stink. I thought it was him. And he started playing better, but must have needed to get some wind out.
Yeah. And he thought it was you.
Oh, no. Hands up. Swear on my kid's life. So help me God. Nothing crossed.
But it was smelly anyway.
It was smelly. Usually if I fart on stage, I myself. You know that. I've told you in a documentary. Ain't scared to... If I'd farted it smelled like that, I'd put my hands up and go, oh, sorry, I need to get off.
So who was it then?
Well, don't tell me. You've got another three boys up there. So... No, it definitely came from... It was table side. And it was. It was eggs. Rotten eggs.
Not from you.
Not from me. And every time we walked past, it was a waft of rotten eggs. So that's why I was thinking it was some.
It's unbelievable. Like, we put the link to the video up on the Men's Room Facebook page. And, like, when you see his reaction, have you watched him?
No.
I mean, I kind of believe him.
I believe him just based on what he said. If you can bring your kids into it, you know what I mean? Like, generally, unless you're a meth head or something. But I like it. I thought he just needed to get the wind out.
Well, there's a lot of people there watching, too, probably.
I'm telling you, it's someone in the audience.
Right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It could be somebody in the audience. It could be one of the judges. Like, nobody's going to stay. If everybody acknowledges, both contestants acknowledge, like, it reeks up here.
Right.
Then you're right. Like, probably nobody's going to be like, oh, it's me, mate.
They had to both fight
not
through.
Now. Not
they
now.
Both had to play through.
That's exactly it.
I mean, like, you can't say somebody had the unfair advantage because you're used to your own gas.
No, you could. You could. Look, man, when I fart in here and you guys are freaking out, I'm not. And there's one reason why. I know it smells bad, but I'm used to that stink. It's different when it's someone else's.
Right. But it's radio, so we got to stay in here.
I know. That's why it's funny
to me. If it was a dart thing, I think I'd be like, I'm not throwing right now.
I need to go.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I guess that's my issue. This Wesley guy didn't protest during the match. I would have said, hey.
He waited to the end.
Can we take a timeout, right?
Do you think he would have said anything if he'd won?
You know, I would have been worried.
No, he would have said
he might have mentioned it. Yeah, but he's not going
to
blame his loss on it. He's also not going to champion the winner. Like, I had to just shoot as fast as I could, mate. Couldn't stay on stage.
I had to release the winds.
I had to beat old stank ass. Yeah. He's stinky, and I beat him.
That would be worse. That's the test.
Yeah, I tell you, no.
I beat his stinky ass anytime he wants to
play. I beat his stinky ass. He was fought in the whole game. I said call a timeout. I'll be honest. I don't know in darts if you can call a timeout. I've only played leisurely games in a basement or in a bar.
You can take your time to go get a pint.
Yeah, like generally if you want a timeout, you can get one. So I don't know how the Grand Prix of darts work.
The Grand Slam, thank you.
Probably just like that Grand Am or Grand Prix with a car went airborne. Except for there, it's a fart.
Get the wind out.
Yeah, that's just a strange one. I will say, though, you see this. I've seen it in other sports. I've seen a guy puke on, like, a big pile of other football players.
Sure, sure.
And, like, I don't know. We were saying it earlier. Like, right, like, I don't know what other sport it would be as, like, as big of a deal.
But, you know.
Wrestling.
Like, but over in England, but let's talk about it.
Like, wrestling.
In the States. And I was remember when Reggie White was alive, great football player, and I don't remember if he was playing. I believe he was still playing for the Eagles. For anyway.
Talk about when he jogged off.
This is a major, like, Monday night game, man. And this guy, there was no evidence that he'd been injured. And they see him running with the trainer into the tunnel to leave the stadium. And instantly, the announcers are speculating on this for, in real time, about 10 minutes, probably about 4 minutes of the game, right? And you're really left to wonder. This is a massive, massive player. It's a huge star in the NFL. And you're following this along. Like, what the hell do you think happened? They show him walk out of the tunnel with a big smile on his face. About a minute later, they get word that essentially he had diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
He had diarrhea. Yeah, yeah. He didn't want to poop his pants. You know, but then they stopped talking about it. Like, where to me, that's the only thing I talk about the rest of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Did you feel better when you came out after pooping, Reg? Right?
Reggie.
I mean, I think it's a fair thing to ask somebody.
Let's see. Tim Allen. Basically, Tim Allen, you know, he's been on...
Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing, yes. Right? Now, the whole big point of the show is that it's Republican-sided, so the jokes are going to be a little bit different.
Sure.
And I get it, right? You got to have both sides. So Tim Allen says there's nothing that ticks people off more than a very funny conservative, a smart, funny conservative who takes shot at the self-effacing. So he goes on to say a few more things, which I get. And then in the end, he says, my constant comment is Bryan Cranston isn't actually a meth dealer. Keanu Reeves didn't kill 109 people. There are actors. I don't know where it got confusing. But I also think Tim Allen also made kind of a big deal about being like, my show got canceled because I'm on the right.
So yeah, but you brought it up.
Right. It's like, it's your show. Like, you kind of made a big deal out of it being conservative leanings. I don't think you could be upset that people think these are your thoughts.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you set it up that way.
If you're funny, you're funny.
I don't think anyone would have given it any thought except you brought it up. And because it is your show, you know, whether people are right or wrong, it's like, look, you framed it in such a way where that's what we would think.
Right? If it's just a regular sitcom, I don't know, like Grey's Anatomy or something like that. I don't know.
That's not a sitcom, though.
That's not a sitcom. God damn it.
That's pretty heavy drama.
A sitcom like...
Big Bang Theory.
Let's say, I don't know, let's say Blackish.
All right.
I would think the writers of Blackish, it would not surprise me that they sit on the left. Now,
sure.
Anthony Anderson might come out and say, hey, I'm completely conservative, this and that. That's just, you know, that's just what our show is.
But honestly,
like Tim Allen has made a point of saying I'm a conservative. So like that's why I think people confuse him a little more for the character.
I also think, and I've seen the show, and I don't think it's particularly funny. It has nothing to do with the politics. It's just, I don't think it's a particularly funny show. It's not awful. It's fine. But it's like, man, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know that anyone would care or really notice that much if you didn't bring it up. Because in the end, we just assume you're playing a character.
You're doing the show.
Look, Archie Bunker was one of the worst people on earth, but the show was hilarious. But most people knew that the actor who played Archie Bunker, Carol O'Connor, these were not his beliefs. But if he kept going, hey, man, I just want to let you know, I lean a little bit racist. So
he dropped the N-bomb.
You'd be like, oh, my God, you're a horrible person.
He would drop the N-bomb
on TV.
On television in a script.
Right. It's like with the, like Saturday Night Live, right?
Sure.
Like I can kind of guess where Colin Jost and Michael Che sit. Not only are they on the show, like they write it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think, I agree with Tim Allen, and I get it. I watched Roseanne the first episode, like, if she hadn't made a big deal about how she was a Republican.
Either the joke's funny or it's not.
Right,
it doesn't matter, right?
And again, as always, I say it for the left side, too. Sometimes it can be a little much. But speaking of Colin Jost and Michael Che, here's some highlights from a Weekend Update.
A county in Florida became the first local government in the state's history to elect an all-LGBTQ government. For more on this, bring it up to your grandpa at Thanksgiving. Post Cereal has announced that they'll be making a new Sour Patch Kids flavored cereal. It's a great way to start the morning off on the right foot because the left foot was taken by diabetes.
Aviation officials report that two Irish pilots claim they saw an unidentified flying object. But keep in mind, Irish pilot is also the highest reading on a breathalyzer. A luxury candy company in Chicago will soon start selling Ruby Chocolate. And they're also going to get sued because Ruby Chocolate is my drag name.
British police arrested a woman who hid more than $300,000 worth of cocaine inside her daughter's candy. Dang. Authorities became suspicious when they noticed the daughter is still trick-or-treating.
Right? I don't know. That one is so stupid.
Yeah.
But I like it. John Cryer, everybody knows him from 16 Candles.
Yeah, he was
in there. Wasn't
all right.
Yeah.
What was the TV
was
show?
Was he Ducky?
You would know him most. Right. 2.5 Men. Yeah, I was just kind of making a joke that you knew him from 16 Candles.
Ducky?
Right?
Yeah, he was Ducky.
I've always
Ducky.
Seen it once. I had a friend that loved it, and I was like, why are we watching
it? Wasn't he in like a bunch of those John
Cryer? He
Hughes
was in
movies?
A bunch of those movies.
I mean,
right?
They all were. Like Molly Ringwald, John Cryer, what's his face? One of the Sheens, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, but obviously you know him most from 2.5 Men.
Sure.
He was kind of plays like the weaker guy or whatever. Mm. Now John Cryer will play Lex Luthor on CW's Supergirl.
All right.
I hope he does a good, like, you're right. Just picturing him from all those 80s movies and then picturing him on 2.5 Men. This just sounds like a weak-ass Lex Luthor.
That's what I
just
think.
I don't know. I don't like Supergirl much. I have to kill her or something. I don't know.
Also, Steve Carell was the host of Saturday Night Live. They had kind of a mini office reunion.
I saw that in the very beginning. Yeah.
Yes, as a TV expert here, let me tell you, that reunion is not happening.
It's not.
That was basically him saying it ain't going to happen.
Even though they had like three.
Who was missing?
Like Jim Krasinski. Is that Jim? John Krasinski.
Right, Krasinski wasn't there.
He's busy.
Oh, man.
Basically, they had...
There was just four of them. Ed Helms was there.
Ed Helms, right.
The woman who played Angela was there.
Rain,
not Angela, the redhead.
Wasn't the blonde woman there, Angela, too?
No, it was Pam. It was Pam. It was Nard Dog, whatever his name is, Ed Helms.
Ed Helms.
The redhead chick whose name...
Meredith.
Meredith.
So it was just...
No, not her. The dumb one. Ellie Kemper is her real name.
His wife was... Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Did she go by Aaron on the show?
She might have gone by Aaron
on
the show.
It was Aaron on the show.
Right, and even his wife was there, right?
Oh, right.
You know, it's like what they're asking the audience, and the wife is... And he's like, oh, honey, do you have a question or something? She's like, no, just do the reboot. So at the end, he gets up there, and he's like, I guess everybody... And they're all four of them are standing there. But he literally just goes, all right, everybody wants it. And with that, we've got a great show tonight. So he played it well.
Yeah, he said, I want to officially announce that the crowd's going to, that we have a great show.
It even got me. For a second, I was like, oh, snap. Is he actually going to do this?
Did you have to say, oh, snap?
Ah, God damn it.
I mean, come on, man.
Let it go.
Snap. Oh, snap.
Snap.
Snap. Oh, snap. I thought brother was bringing it back. Snap.
Wish you could see the horrible hand was, oh, snap. I know that just happened. Anyhow. Damn it.
That's a good channel. You channeled your inner grandmother.
Yeah.
You really did. You channeled my inner grandmother.
As soon as it came out, I just was like, who was saying, oh, snap?
You might get cast in the next Tyler Perry movie with that one.
You and Jaden Smith.
Medea in it.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Tyler Perry's white Medea.
Your cousin, Jaden Smith. And the other cousin, Ted.
Let's see. Bob Barker, sadly, was hospitalized again.
He's how old?
I did not realize he was still alive.
He's 94.
Well, he's going to be hospitalized a lot before he goes down.
Bob Barker, to me, is kind of like Johnny Carson. It's one of those people that, like, right, you just... I just assumed that they were old, they were already kind of gone, and then you realize when they, you know, like, oh, no, they're still around for a while. Like, Johnny Carson shocked me. Like, he was around for a while.
Kirk Douglas still alive in his hundreds.
Yeah, there's a few people.
But he looks like he's in his thousands.
He really does.
Yeah, Bob Barker. I didn't know Bob Barker was still alive. That's so. To me, that's a feel-good story.
Yeah, and I mean, he was in there for severe back. He had something. Then there was an ambulance sent to his home for a non-emergency back problem. But
he went to the hospital for being 94. I mean, like at that point.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
His skin's probably like meringue, you know what I mean? Bones like styrofoam.
And he's always been a super, like, in-shape kind of guy.
Sure, but you're 94!
But you're 94, right. And it's like, all right, you've been in the hospital three times, and two of them were back-related. Like, that's not... Sure, he's in pain, but that's not the worst thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. As far as we know.
I mean, yeah, but still, I would hope you go a lot more when you're in your 90s, just to make sure everything's okay.
It's not! You're 94 from the doctor, like, no, not everything's okay. You're 94.
Let's see, Bill Maher. I think Bill Maher is everybody's favorite guy.
I haven't watched his show in years.
I know. I can't.
I can't deal with it.
He's just so swarmy. Well, Bill Maher does a very good job of getting under people's skins. This time, I think he attacked the wrong crowd. Basically, he kind of hammered Stan Lee, the Marvel Comics legend who just died,
mm-hmm.
and basically kind of blamed comic books for a huge part of the, like... Like, what he views as a problem in the country is like, oh, yeah, of course these people voted for Trump. They like comic books.
That's why.
And it's like,
you know, people have been trying to figure it out.
What is that correlation?
Bill Maher just
nailed it. Where did you draw those lines? You know what I mean? Like, how the hell did you come to this conclusion?
Literally, it says, I don't think it's a huge stretch to suggest that Donald Trump could only get elected in a country that thinks comic books are important. Look, I don't read comic books.
Mm-hmm.
I make fun of people that do. With that said... I don't think it's fair to say comic books are unimportant. Like, people love this stuff.
Don't you wake up on Saturday morning and put on a Premier jersey and watch football?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think... I'm not playing for Arsenal. Yeah.
But you're a comedian who has a TV show because on some level we decided that funny people are important, right?
Yeah.
Like, look, man, why are you worried about it? Jesus Christ. Like, your career is based on the idea that you do something that's not important, but people make it important because you bring them some level of joy.
In Mars' defense, this is the one time I think he's brought both sides of the aisle together, because everybody's just kind of like, what? Where are you?
I can see Marvel and DC going at each other.
And remember, it's always someone else's fault what people choose to make of what they've done, right?
Yeah, that just seems like
the idea is implying, though, is that Stan Lee has some ulterior motive. Like, I'm going to create these comics, do it. Like, man.
I read some stuff, two or three articles about Stan Lee and just what he had gone through from a financial standpoint at the end of his life and just how crazy things
were. The weight of his eyeglasses.
People going after him on all kinds of different levels, you know what I mean? There was a reason that Stan was charging, like, $50 for a photo. You know what I mean? And it wasn't.
Plus, the dude had just passed away.
Yeah.
And, dude, but the whole thing, you can think they're important or not, but like anything, you create this entire universe that's created all these other things.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, good on you. You left a massive imprint on the world.
Like, yeah, George Lucas or anything else. Too. Like, yeah, God forbid people have hobbies.
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, otherwise, we just sit around and watch comedians on a TV show.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Very good. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man walks into a police station and asks to be arrested for his child porn. Meanwhile, another Florida man arrested 8 times over the legal limits after drinking a whole bottle of mellow corn. We stay in the Sunshine State as drunk woman at Red Lobster steals a crustacean from the tank. Drunk driver says he was hammered because the Jets suck and that's why he drank. And a woman beats up a McDonald's manager over ketchup. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. The airlines are making the headlines again. An Air France plane bound for Shanghai had to make an emergency landing in Siberia after smoke was detected in the cabin. The passengers were able to get off the plane a short 6 hours after the emergency landing, but were held in the airport due to not having entry visas. A second plane was sent in to pick the passengers up, but broke down due to a frozen hydraulic system.
No.
So they couldn't use that method. After waiting 3 days without their luggage, without a hotel, without ability to leave, the passengers were finally able to board a plane to their final destination.
Mm. Good.
That's amazing.
God,
Three days in Siberia. 3 days, and you can't see anything.
What? You see Siberia, which is like not seeing anything.
Well, that's fair. But you see it from the airport. You can't go anywhere.
Where in Siberia does one go?
I don't know, man. Somewhere in Siberia. People live there. There's places to go.
See, that's when Mike starts building.
I don't know.
I just want to see Siberia.
They had apparently the closest airport at the time.
Yes, that's true. And they said that they just posted up at the bar. They actually started filming their own little sitcom stuck in Siberia or something like that.
You got to make the most of it.
That's right.
You can't do anything about it. You know?
And you don't know how long you're going to be there for. My plane got delayed for an hour coming back on my last vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those where you just kind of sit there and you wait for them to tell you when you're about to leave.
I woke up in Las Vegas on New Year's Day. And I thought to myself, okay, well, flight's canceled because of ice in Seattle.
Oh.
And hey, what better place to be? I wasn't burned out on Vegas.
Sure.
I was excited. What I did not know, Vegas shuts the F down on January 1st, every year. There's not even a juggler in town. I mean, they all go home. This is their winter break. You know what I mean? Like, they are gone. When New Year's is over with, every single Penn and Teller leave. There's not a Donnie and Marie are gone.
Even it's not like they're not used to staying up after midnight.
But there's just nobody there. It's so weird. Like, the town officially shuts down for maybe a couple weeks. I don't know. I was only stuck there for 3 days. You could get a table in a restaurant anywhere. It's be like, why are you here?
Right. The cook was also the waiter.
God, there was not one show, nothing.
In other news, we head to Santa Ana, California, where a woman would go above and beyond to get what she wanted. Surveillance footage from a local McDonald's shows the woman coming into the restaurant through an employee entrance to ask for ketchup.
Well, she came through an employee entrance.
Right.
All right, well, that's not cool.
That is problematic.
After being told that she couldn't be in the employee area, the woman punched, pushed, and choked the manager of the restaurant before being pulled away by the man that was with her. And the two left. Police are still on the lookout for the two.
Good times.
Good times for ketchup.
I mean, they generally just give you ketchup,
right?
If you order something.
It's the other sauces that they have issues with. Time for a little guessing game, gentlemen. A man was pulled over by police for drunk driving, and the explanation that he gave as to why he drank so much was because his football team wasn't any good. Is he a Raiders fan, a Cardinals fan, or a Jets fan?
I mean, we know the answer, but I feel like the Jets, because you just feel like they're hopeless.
Mm-hmm. For those that guess the Jets, you'd be correct. Officers found an open bottle of whiskey as well as marijuana in the car. He was arrested for DWI.
Look, the Cardinals have been good in memory.
Sure.
The Raiders have been good in memory.
Sure.
The Jets were good with Joe Namath. I mean, like, it's just long.
That's not memory.
They've had moments. But, like, honestly, man.
Joe Namath was on Brady Bunch. I mean, you got to go back a long, long time for fur coat wearing Joe Namath.
I want to say, he's been like a cartoon on Scooby-Doo.
He goes back, and the Jets go back so far. It was okay to wear the pelt of an animal anywhere you wanted, and people did not care.
Ah, they won. It was Super Bowl III.
Ooh.
It's like having a credit card number 7,
he's
right?
He's got a mink coat on like Michael Irvin going to court.
All right. You guys will never guess where this next story is coming from.
Florida. All right.
A woman at a local Red Lobster was asked to leave after she caused a scene within the restaurant. While swearing on her way to the entrance, the woman reached into the nearby lobster tank, fished out one of the lobsters, and took off out of the restaurant.
I always just thought that was for show, but I guess they used it.
It may have been for show, but for her, it's going to be din-din.
When an officer's deputy caught up with her, she was blackout drunk and didn't know anything about the stolen lobster. She was, however, arrested and taken to jail.
Mm-hmm. That really sucks when you can't even remember.
Second this.
Like, she knows how to cook it.
It's a good thing that lobster aren't cute. Because when they do it, they pull it out and they hold it up in the air and they show you it and the claws right. Look at them. It's like, yeah, that one.
Water spider. This guy's
going to death. Could you imagine if that was a kitten? You know,
pull
a
rabbit, dude. Then you like this one? Yeah, let's eat this rabbit. Here you go. Does this look like a good one for you?
Let's try this one again. You'll never guess where this next story is coming from.
Florida.
A man was arrested for DUI after he was witnessed by officers veering across lanes, crashing into two guardrails, and nearly hitting other cars. When officers found the man, after multiple witness calls, they gave him a breathalyzer. He was 8 times the legal limit.
Damn.
8. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the Drunken Charge. Ryan Castle in to sit and spin. Your guess is as good as mine. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, and that'll be some more.
All right. Until then, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.